It's Thursday, the day we read some of the listener comments we received. Our obituary marking the death of literature scholar Edward Said, who was also known for his advocacy of the Palestinian cause, sparked some controversy. Martin Gaudron of Salisbury, Maryland, felt we failed to properly render Mr. Said's political views. Mr. Gaudron said Said used his prodigious intellectual and artistic gifts to develop a sophisticated apologia for terrorism that still captivates parts of the intelligentsia. Mr. Gaudron goes on, instead of working for reconciliation between Palestinians and Israelis, he added to the hatred. No true lover of peace will mourn his passing.
While Philip Farah of Vienna, Virginia, objected to a characterization in the item that in his later years, Mr. Said had become a rejectionist in the Palestinian-Israeli dispute. Professor Said's criticism of the Oslo Accords and the roadmap does not make him a rejectionist, Mr. Farah writes. He was a courageous and lucid fighter for peace and justice, and was admired as such by hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, including many Jews. Your obituary was insensitive to his memory, to the Palestinian people, and countless other admirers.
Noah Adams' profile of three single working mothers in Auburn, Maine, resonated with Kelly Rembish of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. As divorced mom of two teenage boys with a job that is 2 hours away from home, I once thought, boy, this is pretty tough. I was feeling pretty strong. Miss Rembish says Noah Adams' interviews with the woman servers at TJ's restaurant taught me about strength, resilience, and sacrifice. These women are people I know. They live down the street, down the block, across the river, upstate, or across the hall. Their stories stick with me. Every day during my commute, I will think of these ladies and hope I would be as strong.
Suggestions came in from several quarters after a story on Wisconsin officials' search for an appropriate design to be used on the state commemorative coin to be issued by the U.S. Treasury. Governor Jim Doyle selected the image of a dairy cow and a wheel of cheese and an ear of corn with the state motto, Forward. Well, Tim Parrish of Nashville, Tennessee, suggests the accompanying text, Come to Wisconsin and enjoy our derriere.
Why not honor Wisconsin's German heritage as well as the tradition of tailgating with a bratwurst and a beerstein, wonders Ryan Roberts, a native of Milwaukee, now living in Houston, Texas.
And this from Matt Welch in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Please note that Wisconsin has made some serious contributions to American culture. Along that line, I feel a wonderful back of the quarter to represent Wisconsin's contribution to the nation could be either a representation of Fightin' Bob La Follette, the governor and U.S. senator, symbolizing progressivism and our impact, positive, I think, on 20th century American politics, or of the first American kindergarten, which, of course, was in Wisconsin.
There were several letters about yesterday's assessment of the California recall candidates by language removal services, a website that offers the opportunity to hear the candidates without the rhetoric.
From Ellen Dannon of Detroit, Michigan, came this note. When I heard your story Wednesday about California gubernatorial candidates' non-speech and listened to nothing more than clips of candidates breathing, I wondered what was the point of this bogus research. Then I looked at the calendar and realized it was October 1st. It was, of course, an October Fool's joke. In any case, thanks for the breath of inspiration.
We promise not to remove your words from our letters segment next week. Send them to atc@npr.org, and be sure to include where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.